Okay, good morning, everybody. What you just heard there was, a little tour, a sound seeing tour, as they used to call them, didn't they? Still do, maybe, in podcast terminology. But yeah, sound see tour of the ambient sounds of my different rooms in my flat. So firstly, you heard the bedroom. We had a one bedroom. Then you heard the hall, and I was standing so that the full length of the hall sound could be appreciated. So I was standing sort of in the middle of the hall with it going off to my left and right in straight lines. And then you heard the kitchen, then the toilet, then the bathroom, and then the... the cupboard, like the store cupboard, airing cupboard thing, store cupboard, I suppose you call it, where the freezer was. I don't know, we'll have a listen back, see what it sounds like. I've got to say, the Fostex AR4i. It's kind of, I don't know, on that, and I've heard it on the Tascam IM2, which I have both. And I've heard it on other people's recordings as well. There's like a very odd sort of noises. They're not great solutions, really, in their entirety, are they? They're not ideal. Still, you can get stereo recordings that you couldn't get before, which is good. So hopefully this will be okay for the purpose. And the purpose was really in response to what Freaky Foof had sort of come up with yesterday regarding the transient sounds of... your different rooms, or the transient ambient sounds of your different rooms. It's getting complicated, but yeah, that's it. The transient ambient sounds of your different rooms. And for me, I think it's interesting because obviously sound permeates, sorry about the per there, but I've got the blooming iPhone about nearly a foot away from my mouth. But this is the nature of the mics on the Fostex AR4i. What I was saying, sorry, I do this all the time, I lose my train of thought if I'm not careful, and I have. I was saying something along the lines of, yes, the way that the sounds permeate from one room to another, or one place to another, and that's, although the instruction or the recommendation or whatever, the idea was to just record them as I did, without any smooth transitions. But you know, you probably don't notice it quite so much when you walk from one room to another and it crossfades. But when you're actually listening to the individual sounds in the individual rooms, or the ambiences in the individual rooms, then yeah, I think you can tell that there's permeation. Anyway, I will converse no longer on this. This is good, but I hope you enjoy it, and I'll speak to you soon.